you know, like a pre-David Usher Moist cassette.
Oh, heck yeah.
Who knew that even existed? Exactly. But one thing I found was a cassette by Puck. And Jamie, I'm gonna do a big reveal that's gonna make us seem much less cool to the local DIY scene. Jamie and I both love hockey.
Yeah, it's true. I'm sorry. We did an interview once where somebody outed us for being hockey fans on DIY cool community radio station.
Yeah, it's embarrassing, yeah, but it is part of who we are.
It's true.
Right?
And we shouldn't shy away from who we are.
No, and as we get older, we embrace the embarrassing parts of us, right?
Absolutely.
And so I knew, Jamie, that you would be very excited by this band called Puck, because obviously, like, oh, hockey, haha, Puck. It stands for Previously Unknown Canadian Kids.
Hell yeah, I love that.
Who were a hip-hop / rap group in Vancouver in the early 90s, and they got themselves on a so full disclosure, I found the cassette for Puck, and it's got some cool songs on it. We only have one cassette player at the station currently. It's in the other studio, and it only outputs one of the two stereo channels, so like I didn't want to take a song off there until I could properly digitize it so you could hear it well. What I did find is another appearance by Puck on a compilation of hockey songs. And there is some profanity in this song, but I think it's artistic license. It's also political speech, I will say, because these folks are campaigning for an issue that is still white hot in the current National Hockey League discourse, Jamie. And, well, I'll let Puck say it themselves.
It's time for a rhyme so sad to report about the cash and cash of our national sport.
Support for Fundrive helps the radio station in so many ways. This year, we're replacing our broadcast tower on the top of Burnaby Mountain. It's an expensive project that will allow us to make some significant and noticeable improvements to our broadcast signal. Awesomeness doesn't come cheap, and your support helps keep CJSF awesome. Donate today at cjsf.ca/donate.
Yes, thank you for donating to our Fundrive here at CJSF. 90.1 FM Burnaby, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. And thanks for sharing in that that rant against the long reigning commissioner of the National Hockey League, Gary Bettman.
Look, every once in a while, we need to
speak truth to power.
Speak truth to power.
Exactly.
And really talk about something that is close to our hearts and for Jesse and I.
It is
iced hockey.
Yeah, I just didn't think I was going to find an intersection of my love of hip hop, hockey, and local Vancouver music. But you know what? That's what community radio is all about, is finding those like weird nuggets that you're not going to, there's no way you're hearing that on commercial FM radio station or the CBC or whatever, right? You can find things like that here, or other cool, interesting, unusual, awesome things. And I would be very sad if I could not continue to do this. So I'm asking you to support what we do here at CJSF by making a donation. You can call us up at 778-782-2573, 778-782-CJSF, to make a pledge of any amount, $50, $100. You know, some people just give like $200, $300, $400. And I'm not saying you have to, but like you could if you can. So be cool. Make a donation. Be like the wonderful, wonderful Jim and Sheila Sessford.
Holy smokes.
Who have donated $50 to the Vancouver mixtape. That brings us here. Let me do a quick little bit of math. Just under $100. We're a third of the way there. We're almost two-thirds of the way through the show. So if you want to help us get there, you can give us a call, as I said, 778-782-2573, or go to cjsf.ca/donate now and make your support, your love of campus community radio a real, firm, concrete, actual thing. We would really appreciate it. And it'll go a long way towards making sure that we can keep doing the things we do and do even more. So, I think maybe the best pivot I could possibly do is to go to our conversation with another hip-hop artist that we did over the last year, who's also as a pivot, and that's a position in basketball, right?
Oh, that was very... I was wondering how you were going to get out of that. That was excellent.
We had Francis Arevalo in studio to celebrate the launch, the release of his great album, Heat Check, which is out now, and had a really good conversation about, well, lots of things about hip-hop, about basketball, but also about the local independent scene and his experience in that scene, which he has a really interesting perspective because he's also been a manager and does mentoring and stuff. So this was a really cool conversation that I was really excited to be able to bring to you and for us to be able to share. So have a listen to this, and while you're doing that, go to cjsf.ca/donate and make a donation via credit card, or you can give us a call at 778-782-2573, cjsf.ca/donate, 778-782-2573. This is us and Francis here on the Vancouver Mixtape, where Jamie and I are chatting with Francis. Francis, how are you doing?
Doing good.
Doing good. Still doing good.
You know what? It's this is what my day has been about. Like, the first two-thirds of this day were, like, questionable. And I'm so glad that I'm here doing this tonight.
Oh, we're glad you're here, too.
Glad to... You know, I feel like it's been... We're on, like, a minor streak of people being like, you know, I had a really rough day, but I'm glad I'm here. Mm. And, you know... It's pretty cool to just sit around and play some music and talk a little bit, right?
Yeah.
What a great human activity.
Can't wait to the second half of the interview where we hit you with all the gotcha questions.
Oh, yeah, the journalism is coming.
Yeah, we're going to make you look like a real jerk. I'm just joking.
I wanted to ask you, and again, you can pull from your experience as an artist, but also just your general experience with Vancouver's music scene. Mm. As the show, the Vancouver Mixtape, that's our focus. Always curious to know, like, what your perspective is. Like, how do you think about the Vancouver music scene? Like, when I say the Vancouver music scene? Like, what comes to mind for you?
I mean, the first place I go is just so much talent. Like, there's just so much. There's just so many artists out here, so many musicians, that whether they're getting like the looks or opportunities or not, like, are some of the most talented people I've ever like listened to. And the second place my head goes is like, it's so expensive to live in Vancouver.
yeah.
Those are the two places my head goes. I think aside from the expensive thing, I think, there are people that leave Vancouver for a short period of time or indefinitely to go build their careers elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of why I started that artist support company, and also a core tenet of like my music practice is to stay in Vancouver and see how much is possible from here. And you know, in the last couple of years where I've made music my sunrise to sunset, I feel like more has happened than I ever thought was possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just keep getting more and more curious of like how much beyond just cultivating talent can we build together so that talent stays here and so that talent itself can be cultivated.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the next place is like, it's, you know, I think everyone is aware of like the different challenges to keep an artist in Vancouver. I'm interested to see like what happens if we answer the question of like, so what, what's next, or instead, and then we do this. Yeah.
What have you seen that's changed over the last few years that maybe incentivize isn't the right word, but maybe motivate a local musician to stay? Because this show alone has seen several artists that we've had on, like, go elsewhere.
Mm.
And a lot of that has been a result of just, I don't know, they got a chance to play Canadian Music Week or something, and they're like, oh, Toronto is much more supportive of our scene.
Right.
Or they go to Montreal for a second, they're like, oh, this community really welcomes me or whatever.
Also, rent is half what it was.
That too, yeah. Have you seen things happening here over the last couple of years since you've kind of had your finger on the pulse that maybe gets you excited that some of these talent might actually stay and cultivate the scene here?
Yeah. I want to say that in the last 2.5 years since starting Uido and supporting other artists, like, we've had some high profile success, and just day to day successes, without having to be like a major label or even like a major management company. Every artist on our roster is an independent artist still, and there's a spectrum for sure in terms of like how much of their life is like in music or like in the music industry. But I think for each artist, they've seen progress from staying in Vancouver. And I think that Uido is playing a part in like providing the infrastructure and like the day-to-day and business and logistical support and creative support to navigate the opportunities that we do have and leverage that as best as possible so that an artist can keep their independence and like grow roots here. You know, it'd be so discouraging if we didn't explore what was possible to support artists to like, you know, even just question how high the glass ceiling is. I think it can be really easy to get kind of brought down by all the things we can't do and all the things we're not. But I'm not as interested in those questions.
Donating to CJSF 90.1 FM's Fun Drive is awesome, and so are you, which is why we think you're a perfect match. Keep being awesome and donate now at cgsf.ca/donate to support your awesome campus community radio station, CGSF 90.1 FM.
That's right. Be awesome and support campus community radio here at Simon Fraser University, cgsf.ca/donate. You can be like two lovely women who have each donated $50 to the Vancouver mixtape. That's Caitlin and Rebecca. Thank you, Caitlin and Rebecca, for supporting local independent media here.
Legends being legends, you know?
Exactly. That brings us up to $200. We're almost, we're two-thirds of the way to our goal of $300 here on the show. We've got 15 minutes left. So if you want to make a difference and support your favorite local campus community radio station, then you still have time to give us a call here in studio.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, that'd be cool. At cjsf.ca/... No, that's not how you call us. You call us at 778-782-2573, 778-782-CJSF, or you can go online if you don't want to talk to us, which I understand also. We're talking a lot already. cjsf.ca/donate. Sorry, I've been doing Fun Drive all week. My brain is a little fried.
I would say what I would like you to try to do, if you go to donate, go to cjsf.ca/donate and see if you can donate an ounce of silver. If you can't, give us a call and we can donate that way. Yeah. Heck, donate online if you want.
Yeah, just mash it into your computer or however that works. Reverse 3D printing, right?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Something like that. Okay, well, we're, as I said, we're in the last 15 minutes of this year's installment of Fun Drive on the Vancouver mixtape, and I want to turn back to a conversation we had with Che Amy Dorval that was just really good. Like, it was really good to connect with her and talk about her experience putting together a record and channeling influences and just generally being part of a community, being part of a musical community here in Vancouver, which is one that we support by playing their music and talking about the community and bringing members of the community onto the radio to talk and share their ideas and their work. And so you can support that same community by supporting our radio station, by allowing us to continue to host people through the transitive property. Your support becomes our support, and then our support becomes your support.
Absolutely. Now, Che Amy Dorval just played a huge show in Harlem. Ooh. And you look on her Instagram, and that is a packed show. These are the kind of people that we are bringing to you. These are people who can just make incredible music that touches people. And hopefully you are touched and moved by that. And you can show your support by donating at cjsf.ca/donate.
In the meantime, while you're doing that, have a listen to this. Back on the Vancouver mixtape here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. It was Nostalgia by Cassidy Waring. A friend of our guest in the studio today, Che Amy Dorval. I want to keep saying welcome every time. Welcome, welcome once again.
Thank you, sir.
We just heard, a friend of yours, Cassidy Waring, and we're talking about your new record. You've done other stuff, though, too.
I have.
Tell me, how did you and Devin Townsend cross paths?
How did we cross paths? Oh, so my guitarist a while back, Dave Young, who, do you guys know him?
No.
No, he's lovely. He was in Devin's band, and Devin was looking for a vocalist for his album Key, which I think it was part of like a trilogy of something. Anyways, it was me. And we met and we drove out to Dave's house in, where was it? I don't know, Abbotsford or something. And he set up a recording studio in his basement with like couch pillows. And we just like...
The best soundproofing.
The best. And we just got to know each other basically under this like couch pillow fort.
Hey, you know what? Instant intimacy.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And we were like, we're very similar humans. And then we just kept in touch and turned into, we started a band together called Casualties of Cool.
Which, hell of a band name, by the way.
At first I was like, wow, that's terrible. And then it grows on you.
Mm-hmm.
which is like a sort of like a dark ambient country album. Yeah, and I love him. He's like, actually, it's interesting. His wife is or was best friends with my uncle growing up.
Small world.
Yeah. Isn't that so weird? And we didn't know until, like, years after working with each other.
Crazy.
Yeah, and they were best friends. They had, like, they traveled across Canada together, and Tracy had a snake, like a boa constrictor, and for some reason she decided she couldn't have it anymore, so she gave it to Pat, and I grew up with that snake.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's such a small, weird
world. It's like a snake nephew.
Right? That's exactly what it was.
Exactly.
How did you know?
That's so, like, you seem to be able to thrive in both a collaborative environment as well as, like, just writing and recording on your own. Do you have a preference, or are there elements of each that you kind of like to have on their own? Like, you like those experiences on different levels?
Yeah. Well, at first I always thought that I was more of just a solo, like, I don't collaborate, it's too scary. And it is. It can be. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, I'm a control freak, and that it doesn't lend itself well to collaboration generally, but you also don't get the magic, you know, that you can possibly get with someone else's input, because it leads you in these directions you never would have gone to, and that's super interesting, and it makes it more fun. It makes, like, writing more like a game,
mm-hmm.
in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Or like an activity that you're doing together.
And like a, or like a, you know, self-discovery. You're like, wow, I didn't know that, you know, I could exist in this area. So now I feel like I like collaborating more, but it's a very detached kind of collaboration. Like Devin was like this too. We were both each other's first collaborators, aside from his band, Strapping Young Lads. But yeah, it's a detached collaboration where, like, say somebody has like a guitar line and they send it over and you're like, ooh, and you like riff on that at your like own house without mm-hmm. anybody watching, because you can be the most free, and then you just like bounce it back and forth. Like, that's the kind of collaboration I love.
Mm-hmm.
The sitting in the same room. I used to be a very, very shy, like, terrified child, and so speaking up was always like, ooh, to me, and sometimes that comes out in creative situations because I don't know why. So it's just better to not have that even be a possibility,
right?
If the internet's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a really, like, modern way to make music,
yeah.
Right? And I think that more and more artists are taking advantage of that, of being able to, like, do stuff on your own, but also collaboratively, and sort of, like, trade it back and forth. And,
yeah, and then you learn the album together, like, as you play it, which is also really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it's a whole other world then with that person beside you, and yeah.
Well, and there's, like, totally different experience with just, like, writing something. We'll say you go and use the guitar riff or whatever as an example, and you're just kind of like, if you're doing it on your own, you're like, is that good?
Yeah.
We'll find out. But, like, there's nothing more validating than, like, the person you're working with being like,
ooh,
dude, that rules.
Love that.
It's so sick. And right? You're like, hell yeah, it is sick.
Yeah, well,
I'm sick. We're sick.
Totally. Yes, exactly.
Isn't it awesome to turn on the radio and hear your friends on your favorite shows? Keep the party here at CJSF going. Support your most favorite people on the airwaves and make a donation to Fundrive at cjsf.ca/donate.
Oh my gosh, we're almost out of time.
This is how it goes. We have too much fun and then whoop, time is gone.
Whoop, it's over. Okay, big ups to Lyndon and Wayne, who have donated $100 and gotten us to our show goal.
Yahoo! Legends!
All right. So we've hit our show goal. Station still has not hit its $10,000 goal. So if you want to help us get there, or if you want to help just get us over our goal, that would be cool. I guess technically, because of the whole silver thing, we're kind of like maybe $2 or $3 short of our goal. So if you want to just top us up or give us $25, $10, $50, $35, or something cute, $90.1. $90.10.
We're all about cute here. I don't know if you've seen the branding this year, but it is cute.
Yeah, you should do that. You can go to cjsf.ca/donate. If you want to see that art, you can go to fundrive.cjsf.ca. And you can call us at 778-782-2573. Still got time to do that. We're going to hear one song by one of our favorite local rock and roll acts on vinyl, because we still do that at this radio station, unlike the boring other digital-only FM radio stations you might hear elsewhere on the dial. This is Hold the Bow by Woolworm. cjsf.ca/donate.
Appreciate your generosity. Each year for a week, we host Fundrive, our annual fundraising campaign that boosts our budget and supports independent radio. Thank you for your support.
Yes, thank you so much for helping us hit our show goal.
Yeah, I can't believe we did it.
Yeah, one extra shout out to Chris and Sandy for donating an extra 50.
Legends.
We did it. We officially crossed our goal. I hope you will, if you haven't donated yet, still time. cjsf.ca/donate. We're not here anymore, so you can't call. You missed your chance, unfortunately. Maybe tomorrow you could call the station, 778-782-2573, or cjsf.ca/donate. Thank you for being great, and we'll be back again. See ya.
Bye.